For cocktail connoisseurs, New Orleans has always had a place on the map. Tales of the Cocktail gave this connection a spot on the calendar too, and right when it's needed most. Tales of the Cocktail is an annual spirits industry conference that's rolling again this week. The Ritz-Carlton Hotel is its home base, but ripples are felt all across the city. You can see the impact as people from around the world soak in the scene and bolster local businesses right here in the teeth of summer. This is the 22nd year for Tales of the Cocktail, which started out as a small walking tour of local cocktail history. It's grown to become an important place for people in the spirits and hospitality business to network with the movers and shakers in their field. If you're out and about in New Orleans this week, you'll probably see signs of Tales of the Cocktail in town. Some of it happens in seminar rooms, but a lot of it spills over into our bars and restaurants and hotels and venues, which fill with liquor brand events and a well-inked crowd of visiting bartenders out to experience the city's liquid allure. Many in the local business tell me this is the wind in their sails that gets them through the doldrums of summer. The Tales of the Cocktail has been good for New Orleans in a more far-reaching way, too. The business of eating and drinking is big business in New Orleans. It's part of the city's core identity, and ideas in this realm get people's attention. This event grew in step with a modern cocktail renaissance taking root worldwide, and it helped move New Orleans to the forefront, burnishing its image a bit from Bourbon Street debauchery to a mix of the classic and contemporary. Today, the event is run by the Tales of the Cocktail Foundation, a nonprofit that makes grants to initiatives aimed at improving the health and well-being of bartenders. New Orleans is known as a great place to drink, but if Tales of the Cocktail helps turn that into something that does a greater good, well, that could really shake things up too. For WWNO, I'm Ian McKelvey.